changed mine. Do it today.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road. Tell me how long you're gonna stay.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today on this Filing Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. You just heard the commercial for My Pure Health Solutions. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. If you want to lose weight, listen to interviews number 2 and 4, like a 2x4. Then go down, create a profile, schedule a free phone consultation with Missy, and she will do for you what she's done for me and Vicky. Today is my 1 year anniversary from when I weighed basically 297. Today, this morning, 213. 1 year anniversary, down 84 pounds. And it's staying off. So definitely, definitely go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Listen to number 2, number 4. Create a profile and get a free phone consult. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show. Now, we have got a couple of comments. Fentanyl is mixed with coke and meth because it makes it at least 10 times harder to break the addiction. They trap these addicts, and that adds to homelessness. Absolutely. Downstate Kim, they got a ticket for Crawford County for this Friday. Kim, did you just talk to Dorothy and they were able to still sell you a ticket? She asked, can you bring the 100 cards if you have any left, please? Yes, we just got a fresh batch of 10,000. I'm going to be bringing an entire box full of them. Vicky and I will be bagging them up and they will be coming with us. I got a listener in Bay City, John and Julie. Many of the churches are now assisting illegals by providing them housing while they're collecting the $500 per month per head from Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The money could be used to help the mental health folks instead. Regarding the issue of closing and forcing the border, the old saying goes, it's like closing the barn doors after the horses got out. Too little, too late. No, I don't think it's too little, too late. It still needs to be done. All we got to do is round up the illegals and ship them back. Robert Heinigen. I said Heinigen, like the Heinigen, the beer. No. Heinigen, District 2, Sheboygan County, filed. I just texted Jonathan Deeks during the break. He's on his way to the county building to file against John Wallace. So we have to find somebody for the Curtis area. Unfortunately, Steve isn't able to file. He's had a heart episode and not able to get to the county building to file today. So we're on to needing somebody else. Tom Walker in Petoskey, totally agree, Randy. Round up the illegals and ship them home. Well, that's what Donald Trump says he's going to do. One of the things that you have to understand, this is a process that we have to figure out. It's going to take a president to build the border wall to stop the illegals from getting into our country, number one. Number two, it's going to take a governor to enforce the laws that are on the books. Instead of creating a bureaucratic agency to provide $500 a month to house these people that are mostly here illegally. We need a governor to shut that entire program down. Whitmer's not going to do it. Well, hopefully the Republicans can get a good enough candidate to win November 26 against Jocelyn Benson. Perhaps Mike Duggan, the mayor of Detroit, and start to undo a lot of these things that Whitmer has done here in the state of Michigan. We have got to use our resources more wisely. Now, one bill that caught my eye, Governor Whitmer yesterday announced $290 million expansion of the My Clean Water Plan. She claims she's using the existing authority from the 2002. 22 years ago, Great Lakes Water Quality Protection Bond to support water infrastructure projects. When Whitmer made the announcement at the Water Resource Recovery Facility in Delta Township, she said the money will be split between Michigan's Clean Water State Revolving Fund and Drinking Water State Revolving Fund. It would be available through loans with low interest financing through the end of this calendar year, 2024. She said the projects that will be funded will include lead service line removals and replacements, upgrades to drinking water and wastewater plants, improvements in sewer systems. She claims that this money will support the creation of 4,350 jobs, part of a larger $4 billion investment to upgrade drinking water, stormwater, wastewater facilities across the state. Department of Environmental Great Lakes Energy Eagle Director Phil Ross said the need for the large investment in water infrastructure has come from two decades of deferred maintenance and neglect of our critical systems. Referencing historic fiscal year funding 2024 that the administration said could only cover $1.7 billion of the $5 billion in requests the state has received from local municipal communities. For this year's budget proposed, the administration will expect Eagle will only have $720 million available after exhausting the one-time federal resources, but have received $3.5 billion in requests to rehabilitate water systems that are anywhere from 50 to 100 years old in our state. Michigan has had an annual gap of between $860 million and $1 billion in water infrastructure needs due to deferred maintenance. Okay, I got a very simple question. Who was tasked with the maintenance? Was the state or these local municipalities? Why did the local municipalities not do the maintenance? The buck has got to stop somewhere, people. These questions need to be answered. It's very, very, very simple. This is absolutely amazing. So let's just throw money at it. And where does Governor Gretchen Whitmer think all this money is coming from in this year's budget? Governor, if you haven't noticed, you spent the $9 billion you got from Washington that you had in your last budget that you spent. That money's gone. So how are you going to do it? How are you going to do it? Absolutely amazing. Well, of course, the announcement was supported by the Michigan League of Conservation Voters, the Michigan Infrastructure and Transportation Association, and the Michigan Pipe Trades Association. Oh, yeah. The contractors that are going to get the money. Of course they support it. This is just too amazing. One of the things I think is pretty interesting is that there is a point in time when the governor is going to be forced to deal with a new state house. It's coming this November. The Republicans most likely will take back the majority. They'll have a major fight in that caucus as to who gets to be the speaker. I'm hoping it's Matt Maddox. Many, of course, are saying it's going to be Matt Hall, which is really no different than Joe Tate, as far as I'm concerned. But it's going to have to be the Republican newly elected majority to say, you know what? We're not going along with this spending anymore. We're going to rein in the governor for the last 2 years of her governorship. We're almost going to force her out of office early, making her a lame duck. She's term limited out. She's done. In 2026, there will be new Democrat candidates running for governor. This insane spending that this woman has done makes her, in my opinion, the worst governor in the state of Michigan's history, bar none. She makes Granholm look good. How she's fundamentally changed our state. Wasteful spending, all these programs, trying to get into attracting businesses to come to our state with failed industries that are not going to last. They're not sustainable. They will not last. Mark my words, electric vehicles are going to be dinosaurs within 10 to 20 years. The electric grid alone can't support it. How are we going to charge electric vehicles when we don't even have the electric grid right now to run our air conditioners in July and August? Let alone attract new manufacturing plants that are huge users of electricity. We need a new governor as soon as possible. Unfortunately, it's not going to happen until January 1st of 2027. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
My name is Todd Spalper. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmith is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Everybody, welcome back into the show, final segment of today. And again, according to Kim, you're still able to get your tickets online for this upcoming event that is happening this Friday. So if you're interested, just go to their website or call Dorothy Fredericks and you can get your tickets for this Friday's event. Again, Dr. David K. Kometz is going to be there. It's going to be a great event. Absolutely looking forward to it. Let's see. I want to make sure I get that information correct on their website. Crawford County, I believe, Republicans.org is the website. Let's verify that. I've got so many text messages here. I got to find it. Here it is. Okay, Restoring the Republic Dinner Fundraiser. Crawford County Republicans is plural, republicans.org. $45 tickets. You can get them online right now. Downstate Kim just got hers. Or you can call Dorothy Frederick. If you like that number, text to your phone. Just text me Crawford. It's 989-619-0504. Or do it online, CrawfordCountyRepublicans.org. Looking forward to the event. Dr. Sherry O'Donnell will be there. I'll be bringing the 100 bags of 100 of the rack cards, the 9/11/11 rack cards. If you'd like them shipped to your house or business, just go to our website, acconservatives.org. Donate $21. We'll ship you out 100 cards. All you do is give these to 100 people. You pass them out. You ask them to talk to 11 people about these 11 questions on the back. Spread the word. Vote intellectually, not emotionally, on November 5th of 2024. Then you ask them 11 questions. How satisfied are you with high gas and diesel fuel prices? Cost of security concerns caused by our open and unprotected borders. Number 3, how do you feel about inflation in the overall economy? Number 4, surging crime rates in most of our American cities. Number 5, forced electric vehicle mandates. Number 6, rising food and consumer prices. Number 7, woke ideology being taught to students in our public schools and colleges. How do you feel about challenges to the loss of parental rights, which will negatively affect our children? Number 9, mental health issues. increasing fentanyl, methamphetamine, and other drug-related deaths, rising interest rates, rising mortgage rates, attacks on our Second Amendment rights, your constitutionally protected ability to protect yourself and your family. These are not Democratic or Republican issues. They are American issues. Many hardworking Americans are struggling financially and concerned about the future for their children and their grandchildren. Between now and November 5th, talk about these 11 issues with your family, friends, and neighbors. Promote America, not politics. You have the power to vote wisely. We will have these at Crawford County. Again, if you would like to affect 1,100 voters, there's 100 cards being mailed or shipped to you. If you pass them out and tell them to talk to 11 people about the 11 issues, you, for $21, could affect 1,100 voters in your community. Personally, I think this is a great card to give to people when you're out campaigning. You're running for Board of Commissioners, County Commissioners, school boards. Give these cards to people. Get them to think about your values and principles as to why you're running for County Commissioner. I think it's a great tool. Very cheap, affordable, can affect 1,100 voters in your community. I gave one to a lady at a gas station down in Cadillac. Pumping gas, she was across from me, reached inside my door, grabbed one, and handed it to her. She thanked me for it. Stood there and read it while she was pumping her gas. Got done pumping gas, she looked at me and she said, "Thank you for giving me this. I'll definitely talk to my friends." That simple. Not threatening, not partisan, the right thing to do. People have got to think before they vote this November. Don't just vote for the RD. Think about it. And the bottom line is, if the Republicans do take back the majority in the House, there's a new speaker, it's going to affect Governor Gretchen Whitmer. One of the last things I want to mention today, too, many of you were planning on filing and for some reason aren't able to today. Well, it should have been communicated long before today. So, sorry, not really accepting your apologies. If you knew you had an issue, you should have called me. You should have contacted me a week ago. We needed pointed clarifications on these things. Today is the filing deadline. You have basically 4 hours and 3 minutes. And if you're listening tomorrow morning from 6 to 9, none of this applies to tomorrow, Wednesday. Now back to the music. Memories caused by the 60s, 70s. Motown and the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith.